Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Breaking news. Donald Trump has officially been caught lying about a ceasefire between Israel and Iran that he never brokered and that neither side ever heard about. This reads, Iran has not received any ceasefire proposal, senior official says. Even the Islamic Republic of Iran state media said, quote, the ceasefire proposal put forward by U.S. President Donald Trump is completely false. No official or unofficial ceasefire proposal has been received from Iran. Quote, in response to the media fabrication, the Islamic Republic of Iran will, within a few hours, demonstrate the falsehood of this claim to the Zionist regime through direct and on-the-ground action. Throughout all of this, Israel continued to escalate and strike Iran repeatedly, and this fabricated claim is a high-stakes lie that is just going to continue to inflame tensions in the Middle East. Look at this. They are saying, you know, to demonstrate that this is a lie, we are going to take ground action. We're going to take on-the-ground action in Israel, which is terrifying, and to continue. Let's start off with the post that Donald Trump made, and it's a complete lie. A lot of mainstream media is just posting this, covering this, and not pointing out that it's a lie. But on this show, on this channel, we will push back. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below if you want the truth injected in your feed multiple times a day. This reads, congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire, parenthesis, in approximately 6 hours from now when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their progress, final missions, for 12 hours, at which point the war will be considered ended. So he's basically setting these weird arbitrary timelines that neither side seem to have agreed to. He's saying that in 6 hours, there's going to be a 12-hour ceasefire, and after this 12 hours, the war is officially ended. He then tries to label it the 12-day war, which is very, very odd. He's trying to label it some, like, grand war to act like he cut a ceasefire. But before I play this clip of J.D. Vance being confronted about this exact thing, can I just point out that Trump has already tried to broker 3 or 4 quote-unquote ceasefires since he became the president, and each one has only benefited authoritarian nations. The biggest one we can talk about is the 30-day ceasefire he tried to broker between Russia and Ukraine, where Ukraine agreed to lay down their arms, but Russia used that as an opportunity to trick Trump's dumbass and continue to gain territory and land and everything of the sort. Here's Brett Baer asking J.D. Vance, hey, what if Israel or what if Iran didn't hear about this?
Would you be surprised if Iran is sending out signals that it doesn't have a specific ceasefire plan? How would the communication have been with the Iranians to get this level of confidence to put out that detailed statement?
Well, see, he's basically being asked, the president of the United States just put out a detailed statement about ceasefire timelines. How in the hell was there a communication breakdown at this level where Trump didn't even coordinate with the Iranians?
Would you be surprised if Iran is sending out signals that it doesn't have a specific ceasefire plan? How would the communication have been with the Iranians to get this level of confidence to put out that detailed statement?
Well, one of the things I've learned, Brett, about the Iranians in the past, you know, 4 or 5 months that I've been in this job is what they say publicly and privately can sometimes be very different. I think what the Iranians have shown very clearly is they don't want this war to go on for much longer. Their air defenses have been totally destroyed. Their conventional missile program has been largely destroyed. And of course, their nuclear program has been obliterated, as I said before. So I think the Iranians are at a place where they don't want to keep on fighting. You saw the president, and I don't have the truth in front of me, but he talked about the next 6 hours, right, finalizing the attacks. I mean, what I think what he's talking about is right now, for the American people watching, it's dark over there. That's typically when the Israelis and the Iranians have been shooting at each other. I think there's some recognition that that might continue for another few hours, and tomorrow really is a new day. The end of the 12-day war, the end of the Iranian nuclear program.
It's not the end of the 12-day war. It's not the end of the tensions in the Middle East. Again, the ceasefire proposal put forward by U.S. President Donald Trump is completely false. Can I also point out that U.S. officials have conceded they don't even know the fate of Iran's uranium stockpile? J.D. Vance was confidently claiming in that interview that it's been destroyed. Their nuclear capabilities are no more and will never be any more. But no. Both Vice President J.D. Vance and Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, acknowledged questions about the whereabouts of Iran's stockpile of near-bomb-grade nuclear material. Trump said that it was completely and totally obliterated, but it doesn't seem like that's true. We're getting weird, murky intelligence, and not about some small-time thing. This isn't like the military parade where there's mixed signals and it seems kind of lame. This is an actual war breaking out in the Middle East, and Donald Trump is lying about ceasefires. Trump's ceasefire was not supported by any on-the-ground developments, zero official statements from either Israel or Iran. Israel's public response was categorical denial, saying this was fabrication and U.S. deception, while Israeli officials have remained silent. Let me just show you like how the AP has been reporting this. They say, Trump says Iran and Israel have phased in a ceasefire over 24 hours. But when they cite this, they just cite Trump. Trump says. Then, Trump suggests full ceasefire will begin. They just cite Trump's Truth Social post as if it's the truth. Then, Vance calls Israel-Iran war an important reset. Okay, so you've cited Truth Social and J.D. Vance. Have you cited anybody else here? White House reposts Trump's social media post. Notice the pattern here. AP is just reporting like the same three sources. The White House, Trump, and J.D. Vance. It might as well be the same source. Then we continue. U.S. House Speaker praises Trump. What is this propaganda feedback loop? You guys see this, right? The Associated Press is just regurgitating whatever the Trump admin is saying. The sources they've used so far, the White House, Trump, Vance, Speaker Johnson. But then they say, Iranian state media has no word on Tehran response. No comment from Israel and Iran UN missions. Iran's mission declined to comment on Trump's ceasefire post, and the Israeli mission said it had no immediate comment. And then 250 Americans have been evacuated from Israel, and Iran warns Ramat Gan and the Israeli military. So the ceasefire is not really ceasefiring. And the way that the AP, the Associated Press, is covering this is pretty disgusting. You guys see my point, right? They are just regurgitating the Trump admin with no critical thought and having small footnotes that say, no comment from Iran, no comment from Israel. Like, dude, you should have a headline that says, Iran and Israel never claim ceasefire while Trump sends long manic posts about ceasefire. Maybe you don't have to include the word manic. That's my word. But look at this. He sends out a post that is meant to seem like a ceasefire, but it's a lie. And he's done this multiple times in the past with other countries where he makes deals or he announces deals that aren't confirmed, deals that fall through almost immediately. Bro, just focus on domestic politics. All that America first stuff is now starting to sound pretty good when you're actually actively engaging in the Middle East. I would argue that America first means having a strong, healthy society where immigrants are welcome to boost our economy and build a better life, where we're securing Ukraine and Ukraine's border, because that is part of being America first. You don't want to be Russia first. You want to put America first, which means helping Ukraine, helping thriving democracies across the globe with USAID, and even helping countries that are struggling with USAID. That is putting America first, disease prevention before it comes to our doorstep. Sorry for getting too far off track, but the point is, what happened to that original vision of no new wars and putting America first? Now, Trump is like schizophrenic, making up ceasefire deals, and it's pretty egregious. If you appreciate the breakdowns we do, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.